never looked that close to see that it has two fans. I'll have to check it out. Worked a guy in Northern California, somewhere near San Francisco yesterday on the 9-4, 223-9-4 machine. Now that they have it linked, I don't know exactly how it's set up, but it's linked to the West Coast, so you get a lot of guys over there. That was pretty cool. And apparently it sounds pretty good. A local guy came on as well, and he sounded good. They got that thing running really nice now.
Yeah, I got the other one. It was ID, and I turned the volume down. Yeah, Chris was on over the overnight. Another guy was on, but it's relatively quiet.
Yeah, I just came down and finished my cup of coffee. Next I'll go walk the dog. And by then it'll be time to get my wife up. I'm going to help her set up the fireworks stand. And then after that I'm going to get Matt up, take him to Ramsey. Boy, I hope there's no traffic out there today. I don't really feel like doing that. I'm going to set up my 605 in the car. So at least after I drop him off, I've got a radio.
Yeah, I forgot to ask, sir. You told me. What time are you leaving to bring him to Ramsey?
He wanted to leave at 11. I said, no way, man. I don't want to leave that late. It'll screw up my whole day. So we're going to leave at 10. I had wanted to leave at 9, so it's kind of a compromise.
Well, I hope you don't run into any traffic, that's for sure. But a lot of the traffic, I don't know. You may run into some, you may not.
I'm hoping most everybody had today off, just like me. You know, a long 3-day weekend. And more than likely they did, so I'm hoping they're where they have to be. Traffic was horrendous around here yesterday. And I hit a little bit of traffic coming home. Not too bad, but not as bad as it's been in the week. So, you know, I'm hoping everybody's where they have to be, and there'll be a few stragglers out there.
Yeah, I'm looking at the 2900 on Universal. They get $10 more, but you get a free Yaesu pocket knife with it.
Yeah, you probably need tweezers to open it up. KD2BORN1LU. They offered something else free. Something a little bit more decent. I might get it there, but yeah, what do they want for it? $149?
$139.
Okay, well, that's $10 more than Ham City, and it's a dollar more, I think, than HRO. HRO's got it for $138, I believe.
Yeah, how much shipping from the other place, or is it free?
That's the thing I don't know. Ham City, you probably have to pay for shipping. You know, that's the kicker right there. You know, that would bump you up to HRO's price, so I'd probably go with HRO because they're much quicker at shipping.
Yeah, hold on one second. I'm just pulling them up now.
Yeah, Ham City's also in California. So I'm sure they're going to charge you for shipping, and it probably is, you know, pretty penny from that state.
Six one, half dozen of the other. $139.95 from HRO, and that includes free shipping. And they do offer a 1 and 2 year extended warranty on it.
Yeah. Yeah, for that price, you know, it might be worth getting the extended warranty, although I haven't heard about any trouble with that radio, so I don't know. I'd like to keep it as cheap as possible. But I really, the more I look at it, you know, the more I hear it, the more I want it.
thinking a guy's call sign that's got one of them. He runs out of his shack, actually his radio shack is in a shed in the backyard. He lives way up Route 20 thing. I think it's KD2FTA. I can't remember his first name right now.
Yeah, the next time I hear that guy on with it locally here, I'm going to try to record him so you can hear how it sounds. I'm sure you've heard it. It's a really good sounding radio. The audio's nice and loud and crisp and clear. There's just something about the audio that stands out from other people's audio.
I got it. It's Alex. You probably spoke to him before. KD2FTA. He's got the 7900.
Sounds familiar. I don't think we've talked all that often for me to remember him. But yeah, it does sound familiar.
He must be very busy at his job or busy with his kids because I haven't heard him on the radio much lately. He lives in Oak Ridge, New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that is. According to my son calculated it on the internet, it's going to take an hour and a half to get to Ramsey, which I'm not too crazy about. That's 3 hours on the road today.
Guess he didn't want to drive his own car in there and go down, huh, after that.
No, not until you look at it. You know, he's a little nervous about, you know, what shape it's in. I think it'll be fine. He's been driving it to Westport every day. That's where he's been working. That's about a half an hour each way. So I think it'll be fine. But I just want you to see if you can fix the air, that windshield wiper reservoir, and then just, you know, check it over. I don't know if you have any diagnostic equipment you can put on it just to, you know, make sure it's running good and, you know, safe and stuff. The tires should be in good shape. I put tires on it when I gave it to him, so they should be in good shape.
Yeah, I could plug my scanner into it, but if he doesn't have a check engine light on, that means he doesn't have any problems with as far as the performance of the engine.
Yeah, the only thing he's got to do before we leave is bring it to get it inspected. The inspection is due. It also needs an oil change, but, you know, he doesn't drive it that much. I'll wait for you to do it.
Basically, the motor is, or the engine, I should say, is brand new in the car.
Yeah, I know. I put that pissed Honda off.
Oh, I know it didn't pee you off. You've got a car that's going to last a lot longer.
Yeah, I wish I'd written down the mileage when they did that change. If I could find the paperwork, it might be in the glove compartment. It might be in there, because I don't think they zeroed it out when they put the new engine in. But it'd be nice to calculate it from there. Figure out how much more time he can get out. He's kind of growing out of that car anyway. But we'll get another couple of years out of it. And maybe look for something else for him eventually. You know, bigger sedan, something that can... he can get in and out of a little bit easier. But I'm still shocked he sits in that thing. He drives his girlfriend around in it. Of course, when it's real hot, that's not fun. Luckily, she's got a car, too, so they take hers once in a while when they have to go on longer trips.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of your son. That's beyond me how he gets in and out of that car. You're big, too. You're pretty tall, too, like me, but... He's definitely bigger than the both of us.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm not as beefy as him. I'm tall, but not as beefy. But he gets in there, he just puts the seat as far back as it can go. When I get in there, it's, you know,
KD2BOR. Like I said to you once before, was that public service, the milkman or the mailman?
No clue. I'm beginning to think maybe my wife was standing in front of the microwave too many times.
Yeah, compared to your other son, I've seen pictures of both of them. There's a big difference there.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, I finished my coffee. Let me go walk my dog. I'm sure he's ready. And you have yourself a good day. Nice weekend, nice fourth. Weather should hold up according to the forecast that I've been looking at. But anyway, good talking to you, Rocky. Take care, and I'll catch you on Monday. Maybe I'll be able to tell you I boarded that radio. Although I'm gonna try to put it off so that I don't get two deliveries, one right after another. That other one's coming today, so I don't think anybody will notice that one come in. She'll be selling fireworks, so I just don't want to miss the FedEx guy. I hope I'm back in time. 73-KD2-BOR, N1LU.
Hey, Charlie, have a safe drive back and forth tonight. Say hello to everybody. Have a good fourth, and don't eat too much. KD2-BOR.
Take care, N1LU, Claire.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's what I thought of right away. I know you wouldn't want to go up to Charlie's front lawn and pluck a piece of grass out of his.
10 to guided. That bugger's turning into a horse.
Into AIR-KD2BOR. I was talking to Charlie earlier. He's got to drive out of Connecticut, bring his son up to Ramsey. And then from Ramsey, his kid's going down to Ryder for a 4th of July party.
And he's doing that all this weekend?
I don't know when the kid's coming back. He didn't mention that, but he's going to leave about 10 o'clock this morning to go to Ramsey from Connecticut. He's got himself a good ride up Route 17, depending on which way he goes.
Well, maybe I shouldn't say this, but so far, the roads have been really nice. Like right now, I'm on the Cross Island Parkway, and I'm doing 65 miles an hour.
Yeah, very good. I don't know if you had a chance, but what's going on with your bass? You actually sound better in the mobile.
You know, Rocky, I don't know. This has been a recurring problem. I've had people tell me that all the time. I don't know if it's construction between me and the repeater in the city, because I'm literally going through the city to get to the Alpine repeater. Plus, right now they're doing a lot of construction on the Kosciuszko Bridge. They're going to build a new bridge. So I got a giant crane near the house. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I noticed it on the net. At one point you start coming and go, but I tell you, a lot of people were getting noisy. I don't know about yesterday, but on Tuesday, there was a lot of people noisy. The repeater had a lot of noise on it.
Yeah, well, the idiot was also on it.
Don't even get me going. I was on the phone with Willie P. and WA2COZ during that whole mess.
Yeah, that's why I don't hang out there no more. Not for nothing.
Yeah, I know. I got my tongue lashing yesterday afternoon from one of them. I just shut the radio off at home. That's what I do. I don't have the other band at home, so I shut it off.
Yeah, and 2 meters is all I got in the mobile. But it seems to work. And you know what? When I'm on the road, especially when I go to my kid's house, which I might be doing, the one in PA, there's lots of people that I talk to on that Route 80.
Yeah, very good. All right, let me run. I just heard you out there. Have a good 4th. Have a good breakfast. It's going to be a nice weekend. I do a lot of outdoor stuff. So, Greg, have a good one. 82, be warm.
All right, Rocky, you too. I know you're going to be doing a lot of barbecuing. Oh, by the way, I got cherry tomatoes already.
I have a ton of tomatoes on my plants. I put them in Mother's Day, so they're getting there, but I picked my first cucumber the other day.
Ah, the signs of summer. All right, Rock. Talk to you later. Have a good one. And to AIR Mobile and the listener.
73, KD2, BOR.
Queen Baker Victor. K2QBV Spring Valley, New York, listening with me.
Connected WA2EZN. N1LU, AA2WP. Good morning, Charlie.
N1LU Mobile, AA2WP. N1LU, AA2WP.